Vectis Radio. We're not just another station, we're your station. Broadcasting live and local around the clock on FM 104.6.
We've got Lady Ellingham in for a chat, and let me just introduce then. Lauren, welcome to Vectis Radio.
Thank you for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure. And you got in touch recently and told us about white workers.
Yes.
I was gobsmacked by it. We've just spent 20 minutes talking about how things have progressed and so on. Yep. And I'm even more gobsmacked. Just tell us, first of all, what is white workers?
White workers is a... It connects islanders who need jobs and tasks done with islanders that are looking to earn a little bit of extra money and obviously help other islanders. So there's like a little tagline, islanders helping islanders. And yeah, it's just a way for people who need looking for work to find some jobs to do, and people that need those little jobs done around the house that they put off or they don't have time to do or they just don't want to do, with people that are willing to do them for them.
How wonderful. And here we are, 2-3 weeks on?
We're literally going into week four, so it's less than a month since launch on the 23rd of March. Yeah, and it's going really well. My initial plan was to have like 50 white workers signed up around the island, ready to go out to help people. But now at the count today, it was over 100, I think it's 153 people from all over the island willing to work. Loads of different experiences, qualifications, and things that they can do, from gardeners to, you know, dog walkers to people that have retired trades, retirees, students, all looking for work, and they're happy to help out. Yeah.
How fantastic this is. It really is. Because I'm now thinking that there must be a lot of people out there that are in between jobs, possibly haven't worked for a couple of months, getting a bit depressed about it, and all of a sudden there's opportunities for them to go and do certain things that they, you know, that use their skills again, and so on. And it's just, we should make a point of, we think of, if those people are listening now, that they're thinking of, they've probably got top 10 jobs.
Yeah.
They probably, and then you've got people like, there's a lady that you described that didn't know how to work a thermostat.
Yes. She had, she was a widow, so she literally had a lot of tech support that she just couldn't do herself, from setting up the central heating control, setting up a printer with a computer, and also setting up a doorbell, a Ring doorbell. So yeah, we had a white worker go out, white worker Darren went out and helped her and got it all set up for her, so she was all good to go. So it's the little jobs that you don't think about that you might need help with, and then we've got people that, you know, they just big, like nothing too big, it's just the small jobs that they can go out and help you with that you wouldn't know where to look, like normally where to look, because bigger companies and businesses might not have the time to be able to do that. It's not, you know, their thing. But smaller, like people that have just got spare time and want to help, the island's great for that, I feel, like, you know, when you see the community pages and stuff.
You wouldn't necessarily, it's knowing where to look, but more importantly, you probably might not even be wanting to ask, because you might think, well, I should know how it works and I should be able to do this. And this hopefully breaks down those barriers and thinking, well, hang on a minute, people are asking about their thermostats, people are asking about how to sort out a Ring doorbell and a printer.
Yep.
So those people that are home now thinking, somebody bought me a Ring doorbell for Christmas and I haven't had a chance to, I don't know what I'm doing with
where
it.
To start.
This is, and it's the reason why they might not is because there might be some kind of stigma attached, where you think, I don't want to embarrass myself. But you don't have to feel that, because that's what this is all about.
No, post it to white workers. I'll find somebody that can do it for you, and then we get them sent out same day where possible. So it's also like instant help if you needed it for something important. Like, well, like my mother-in-law, her internet goes down or the Netflix stops working and it's like a massive drama. So I used to have to go over and do it. And now I can send a white worker if I'm not available and she's back watching her favourite programmes.
All of those things that we take for granted.
Yes.
And you think it's literally the smallest thing that you might not be able to do. And let's be honest, if somebody comes around and shows you how to sort out your Netflix, there's a good chance if they do it well, that you won't have that problem again.
You'll be able to fix it yourself next time. Yeah, they'll show you how. I've had things like a customer who had started a tiling job in her kitchen but couldn't get the fiddly bits around, like the plugs and stuff like that. So she'd literally got like fed up of it and like given up on it and just left it, and it'd been like, obviously every time she came in the kitchen she could see this unfinished job. So yeah, she posted the job with us. We got white work around, and they finished the job perfectly. She's really happy, and now she's got a completed kitchen where it's not reminding her of not being able to complete that without herself.
Wow! Honestly, when you sit down and you really look at this, you think this is you started this from nothing,
from an idea. Yeah, yeah. From obviously having like family on the island that, you know, I can't, that need jobs done, and I'm not always available to do. And also with the island being really seasonal, like in the summer there's work everywhere for people, but in the winter it gets a little bit like, you know, there's a lot less around, so people are looking for ways to make money, but people always need little jobs done. So it's just about connecting those people, you know, and making like building, you know, connect to those people and being a place to go to get those little jobs done.
Do you know what? I'm just thinking, the next lot of commercials, I was back in January, I was fitting a load of cat flaps.
Oh, really?
In our house, you know, indoors.
Yep.
So all the lounge had one, the office had one, the kitchen had one as well. So then we could keep the doors shut and keep the heat in.
Good idea.
And I was doing all that, and I was thinking, this is it. I was on my knees for X amount of hours. I'm thinking, crikey, I can just hear it now. Get a white worker.
That's exactly what you should have done.
Yeah, well, you weren't going back then, but
we're here now.
How many people have signed up so far?
I say we've got 153 white workers all over the island.
Wow.
Like I was worried, I think freshwater is probably the thing, but people are happy to travel as well. And then with jobs rise, we've probably just had we've under a month now, we've had about 30 jobs come through. Some are repeat customers already that request some of our white workers to go out and help them. And there's been about £1,000 generated to people that have been working for us as well. Yeah.
I mean, that is incredible. You must be sitting back thinking, this is positive, this is good, this is great. Has it gone above your expectations?
It's getting there, yeah. I'm a bit worried because I'm in the middle at the moment. So the plan is obviously to create a website where people can just go post their jobs, and then people can apply for those jobs, white workers can apply for those jobs, and then you can see their profile and you can choose the best person for you. At the moment, you've got me in the middle, and I will match you with the person that's the closest, can do it the quickest, and has the most relevant qualifications, licenses or checks if you need them for the jobs that need doing. So as it builds, yeah, like I'll be the one that slows it down. So I want to take it to the next level where I'm not in the way slowing it down.
So you're doing it right. You haven't sort of gone in and done all of that first and then hope.
No, I wanted to see if it was needed on the island, and feedback has been... Main feedback is people want people that they can trust and that people are reliable, and when they say they're going to do something, they're going to turn up and do it. And that's what I wanted to create, and the people that we've got in the as white workers have been smashing it. Yeah.
Brilliant. And what sort of age group is it?
It's a mixed bag. I've got from students to retirees that are all, like, there's from looking at the list, there's a massive range. Everybody, like, all the people that are booking us tend to be middle-aged. Yeah, I think that's the word. But like, as I say, we're only just starting, so word's only just getting out, so I'm sure there'll be more. My dad's a good customer of ours, actually.
Right, okay. I would imagine dad and all the rest of them, I would imagine the top five jobs would be something like cutting the grass,
clearing bushes, hedges, just digging up like weeds from the soil, putting down some paving slabs. We had another lady that her front door, steps had come loose, like the pointing of the cement had come in, so we had someone go around and repoint her steps, so it was all nice and safe for her to be able to go come in and out of her own home. So it's just little jobs that.
So what about the most obscure ones?
I haven't had a most obscure one really yet.
Sorting out a printer, that is.
I want something like random, like someone going to get a spider out somebody's house, or picking up a Domino's when they don't deliver to cows for you. You know, that's quite extravagant. That sort of thing.
Right. Okay. I'm thinking about that. That's a good idea. I like that.
Just the small things that you know.
Other pizzas are available. I've got to say
sorry,
that.
Pardon me.
So pick up something. Pick up something. And has anybody about doing some cooking for somebody?
I haven't covered that yet. No, I don't know what the ins that would what they'd have to have, obviously, with
I suppose food. You go down the rules.
You could do it that people could pick up, so say from a restaurant or a bakery that you really want something, you can't drive or get to them, you could probably get someone to pick that up for you and bring it to you. That would be one, like cupcakes, or when you're really craving something and you can get someone to go and collect it for you. Or what else could I'm trying to think. Yeah, that would be a good one. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's no limits, really.
No limits. Big or not too big. We keep it like sort of, but small. Anything small, someone could just. You just need someone to do it. Call a white worker. Get a white worker. See. We'll post it out to the group, and if someone's available and they're up for doing it, they'll do it for you.
Now, look. Tell us about the. We were talking. Yeah. I didn't know whether we could talk about this or not. But yeah. there's an element of angels.
Oh, basically, as it grows, I'd like to create an angel division where basically we support island businesses. So at the moment, if you are a white worker, every month I do like a draw where you win a £50 voucher for an island business. So you can choose any island business on the island. And we've had two winners so far, and one chose Island Foods and one chose a mechanic company. I can't think of their name off the top of my head. But the idea would be, as we build and we have profits, is to take, say, £100, go into a coffee shop, give them £100, and then some little white work of white virtue cards, and to just say to them, for the next so many people, you get a free coffee. So it's giving back to the island, helping the business, and obviously spreading the word about white workers as well. So it's quite a nice way to generate, people know about us, and also help island businesses as well. Because I think, you know, at the moment, people need all the help they can get. So
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And that's what, just talking to you and spending some time with you the last half an hour now, it's just been a lovely thing, a lovely experience, because you're so positive and you really want to help. And that comes out, and it really does.
Yeah.
So where do you want this to land? I mean, you know, you've done the first month or so.
Yep.
You're going to grow it. You've got a website in the office.
The plan is to build the website so that people can really just find them, like post the jobs. People can you put your budget that you want to spend on that job, and then from that, then people can either say they'll do it for that budget, or they might say, well, I've got this, you know, I'm insured, or I've got this, and so it might be a little bit more, and then you choose the best person to complete the job for you. I'd also like to be able to help like hospitality or maybe the building industry, where say someone doesn't turn up for a shift in the peak summer when it's crazy busy, especially during school holidays, and it could send your whole service under. You could post for someone to come and like clear plates, wash glasses, you know, do the KP in, whatever it is that you need for that couple of hours during that service, just to keep your head above water. So you'd post for that 4-hour shift, someone can come in and do it. Just that would be one of the ideas. And another idea is obviously, as I say, trust and reliability has been the thing that people have fed back the most. They want to know that people are going to turn up and they're going to do a good job. So we'd have like, if you've got a business or a trade, you could post your business, have a profile within the website where obviously you get your reviews, your before and after pictures, and then people will, like, you know, every time you turn up you get a reliability star or something like that, just to like help people be able to choose the right people on the island to be able to do the jobs for them. I think that's the main thing.
God, when I introduce you as Lady Ellingham, I reckon in 5 years time it'll come true. That will. Good grief. I mean, honestly, it sounds absolutely wonderful.
Thank you.
And I say, it's lovely to meet and spend time with people like yourself that really care about people in the community. That's a lovely thing to have. In this world that is full of horrors at the moment, you know, the people like you are shining, and, you know, you're going to inspire an awful lot of people out there. Is there an age group that, you know, so do you have to be over 16?
Is
there a limit?
At the moment,
am I too old?
No, you're not at all. No. Well, can you fix Netflix? There you go.
I can fix Netflix.
There
for
you
me.
Go. You're in. I'll sign you up today. I'll get you the form. I'll give you the link. I'll send you the link to sign up. I'll get
a T-shirt as well.
Yeah, I think the island's such a lovely community, and just to, you know, everyone wants to help each other. I feel, you know, you get that feeling when you're just out and about. So, you know, this is just a way to help that and help people find good people to help them. That's the way I see it. That's the way I see white workers building and growing.
Wow, yeah. How long have you been planning this?
The idea came to me in like January time, like randomly.
What, this year?
This year came to, but I had sort of thought about it before. I mentioned to you before, I lived in Australia for a long time, and there was a platform over there which within Sydney you could do the similar things to what I was going to do. You post a job and then people can come and help you do it. And I thought, well, the island's a great place for that, like, and to make it like small communities help, you know, helping each other. And so that sort of came up. And then it was in January I thought, it's time. Like, let me look into it. It's a quiet time of year on the island.
I mean, that's quite
island,
quick
so.
Then.
It's growing quite quickly, so it's quite exciting. Yeah.
So, what did you do for a job before then?
I do a bit of everything. I work for in the summers. I do silent discos on the mainland around the festival season time. Like managing teams, we have like 50,000 headphones out at different festivals, like Reading and Leeds and Boardmasters, which is right. always good fun. And then when I'm on the island, I do a bit of work at the Smoking Lobster. I work at the Cow.
When you say do a bit of work, what do you actually do?
Mainly bar at the Smoking right. Lobster, and at the Cow, mainly I do the floor and the bar there as well. Yeah, so just keep myself busy, free to do other stuff.
Just goes to show you've gone from that to doing what you're doing now.
Yeah,
and most of it's come from your heart, isn't it? Let's be honest, it has, isn't it?
I just think to say you see the need and like you hear all the doom and gloom out there and it's like how can you help the island and how the community and build something special that we can all use and to be helpful for everybody, and as I say the feedback and the lovely comments and the reviews that we've been getting has made it feel like it's coming from the right place and it's getting to the right people. So
Oh, do you know what, you're an inspiration.
Thank you.
I wake up in the morning,
making me blush.
I wake up in the morning and I see that orange twerp from across the pond and what he's up to and how horrible he's been, and I'm just thinking, where's the inspiration for today? Well, today it's from you. So thank you. What's the plan, obviously, beyond the website and so on? Where do you want to be in 5 years time?
I'd like it, but the thought is, my focus is totally on the Isle of Wight at the moment. But then from that, people have said to me about, you know, in their community, they would quite like to have something like that. So if it could be copied and repeated, but only for small, like not big right. company. It'd be just in small communities, like small, like little, like areas, like counties or something like that. Maybe going on, but that's not what I'm focused on now. I'm focused on the island, getting it working here,
yeah, sure.
Get it helping people here, and seeing what I can do.
But you
here.
Can bet your boots that people will come to you in a little while and they'll say, "How did you do it? Why did you do it? We want to do it where we are and replicate it and help." And I know that that's when we set up the 4 P's. There were lots of people from radio stations up and down the country that were getting in touch, and they were saying, "Oh, do you want a fee or anything like that?" Not interested in a fee, as long as the people that you've got are similar to where we are now and they're getting help and assistance and you're making a difference. That's all that matters.
Coming
it's
from
not
the
about,
right place.
It's not about money. It's about helping people, isn't it? It's about community.
It is about community and using that money to reinvest in the community, you know? That's the way I see it. You know, that's what I'd like want to do. Obviously, making money would be nice, to this to become a full-time job rather than doing lots of different things, but also at the same time just making sure it's reinvested into the community.
Sure.
And making the community especially the Isle of Wight, as best as good as we can, helping charities, helping local island businesses, helping people within the community. Definitely.
How brilliant. Thank you for coming in. Back again
you.
Soon, all right? Because the inspiration that comes off you is incredible. It really is.
Thank you.
If just one last thing, if people are wanting to get in touch, it's a two-way thing.
Yep.
You're either like a worker or
you want
to
become a light worker. Or you want to have a light worker come and help you. It's basically all at the moment. It's a very basic website, but simple to navigate. Even my mother-in-law can do it. So basically, go on to whiteworkers.co.uk. There's some clicks on there, so you can either become a white, click the button to say become a white worker. It will take you to a form where you'll fill that out, and then we'll look through it and approve you. Or if you want work done, there's another button you click, and then there's a form you fill out. Give us some brief details on what the job is that you need doing, roughly how long you think it's going to take, your budget for that, and what they need to bring or what you've got yourself. And then from that, I'll get in touch and we'll work it out and get somebody out to you. As I say, same day if we can. It's me that slows it down.
Right. But you're working on it.
But I'm working on it, yes, definitely.
Get a white worker.
Get a white worker, yeah.
All right, brilliant. Thank you so much for coming in. Good luck. And
Thank
I think
you.
It's fantastic what you're doing.
Thank
keep
you.
Keep going. All right, and if we can assist in any way, then please, don't hesitate to get in touch.